Good morning, my name is Noel.
I'm Steven.
May I ask you a few questions about country doctors? Would y'all like to interview, like alternate questions, or is like you do all five and you do all five? Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
That'd be fine.
Just 1, 2, 3, 4.
However you like.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with the first question. Honestly, I'm about to answer, but I'll start with you, Mr. Earl. Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked?
I do not recall any time visiting with a doctor during my youth, but I have been to several doctors in my adulthood, and I like this particular doctor because he was passionate about what he did. And that was at Duke University. That was about 25 years ago. But his name escapes me. But I do remember mom's name.
How about you? Do you remember a doctor that cared for you?
Yes, Dr. Philip Padgett.
How do you spell it?
P-A-D-G-E-T-T. Padgett.
Nice. Thank you.
He was the doctor that was present when I was born, and then when we needed a doctor, when I was growing up, you didn't go to the doctor for a checkup. You were really sick if you had to go to the doctor, but he would have been the one that we would have been taken to see.
All right, next question. Do you remember if a doctor ever made a house call to your mom?
Yes, I do. And one memory, very vivid memory I have is Dr. Padgett coming to my aunt and uncle's house. I was at their house. I lived in a mill village around the mill where my parents worked, and my aunt and uncle worked there too. And we were at their house one evening, and their little girl, who was about 5 years younger, she was just a baby, so I would have been about 5 years old. And she was sick, and I remember it was dark, so it was outside when he got there and came into the, and it was Dr. Padgett.
How about you? Do you remember a doctor making a house call?
I do, for my grandmother. It was many, many, many ago, and I remember that he parked in the front of the house, and he got out with a big black bag, and he came in and, you know, interacted with my grandmother.
Okay. All right, third question is, so country doctors were often appreciated because of their, like, deep familiar relationship that they have with their patients. Is the doctor-patient relationship important to you in any way?
Oh, yes. my doctor today is one I can talk to and have rapport with, and that's very important to me. And I remember, I think my parents and grandparents were familiar with the Dr. Anthony that went to my granny's house, Seymour, and then Dr. Padgett, too.
Do you value that doctor-patient relationship?
I do so, and it's more emphasized now because of, I've had to change doctor 2 or 3 times since COVID, but I'm with one now that's a lady doctor, and I found this much out is that the experience of a lady doctor, they show so much more compassion and care, and they also speak to you in such a fashion. I can recall that my doctor, she was so excited that particular day because she just got word that her mother and my sister were flying in from Philadelphia to spend a weekend with her. Well, that's something that a man doctor never spoke about, personal actions and reactions.
That's good. All right, next question. So the fourth question is, what attributes do you look for in your healthcare team? Like, is it compassion over other virtuous character traits in your skill?
I want somebody that is compassionate, and and passionate about what they do, and then compassionate about my needs. And, but I want them to know what they're doing too, so I love it together.
I do. In this particular relationship I have presently, she was explaining to me that I've got high A1C readings. And she actually said that she did as well, and said, I need to lose weight. And she started telling her personal experiences in an attempt to lose weight. So that's very unusual for a man doctor, for sure.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or an educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor? Do you think this aspect would be helpful to learn about your diagnosis or available treatments?
Yes, my doctor is very good about explaining things to me and practices that I should do to improve my health. But I remember our pediatrician, when my boys were growing up, also was very good in guiding and directed me as a mother with the boys. So that's very important. And the doctors I have experienced have all got an A+ in that area.
What's your question again?
Most family physicians are seen as medical guides. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
It's pretty much like I said earlier, that she was kind of relating the fact she had a similar problem that I was having. And so she gave me some personal suggestions that was working for her. So I thought that was exceptional. I don't know, she goes to a different doctor, I go to a different doctor. Family doctors that I'm assuming is suggesting that they look after each individual in the family. But I don't ever recall in my lifetime being exposed to that.
Good. All right. That was good.